Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Institute for Personal Development, where total consciousness is the new frontier. Kriya Yoga is the union of the individual with the divine. Join us as we explore the practices that initiate this process.
Good morning. Welcome to the Voice of Yoga. Let's Talk Consciousness. I am your hostess, Lisa Winton, and with me is Kenny Choi, also known as Swami Jayananda, founder of the Institute for Personal Development, located here in Hampton, New Hampshire. Good morning, Swami. Thank you for being here today. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good today. How about you?
I'm doing great today, and I want to thank you, listeners, for tuning in. And today on The Voice of Yoga, we will talk about the upcoming election for President of the United States of America. We will be taking a close look at the playing field and let it tell the story. If what surrounds us is within us, the candidates give us a clearer picture of our level of consciousness and degree of awareness. We will discuss the importance of individual growth to help raise the collective consciousness. Listen and learn how to become an active participant in the solution to the political race. So welcome to the Voice of Yoga. We are talking consciousness, and join our Kriya Yoga Spiritual Advance. Initiate your process to wholeness. So Swami, I got some information from one of my favorite resources, which is Wynn Calendar, and they state that there are 538 Electoral College members. So in order to win the vote for President of the United States, a candidate must obtain at least 270 of these votes. Now, I want to give you a quote that they also have listed from Franklin D. Roosevelt, and he says, "Nobody will ever deprive the American people of the right to vote except the American people themselves, and the only way they can do this is by not voting." So what's interesting is the conversation I've been having with people is that a lot of them don't like the choices that they have this year, so they're just going to decide not to vote. So what do you think that says about the American people and the thought process behind that kind of thinking, just deciding not to exercise the right?
Well, I think by not voting, you are exercising your right. It's just you choosing not to vote. I don't really see it as, you know, it could be semantics, but I mean, without being judgmental about the whole thing, I mean people should have the right not to vote if that's what you want to do, if Franklin D. Roosevelt thinks that that's depriving the American people of your right to vote by not voting, but it's still a choice that you make. And it's pretty interesting, though, there are a lot of people that are, for lack of a better word, unhappy with the choices that we have here for president and trying to pick, you know, something that is the better of two evils is kind of frustrating, I think, especially when you look at this great nation and it's like, this is the best we could come up with. This is what we have decided that we want for leaders. And so I think what happens with this is that you start to look at it and you start to question what's going on. And then one of the things that I have learned myself is that sometimes you could get very frustrated by trying to fix the world from the outside. But the thing that I did learn was that this whole thing of me learning to grow psychologically and spiritually in a positive direction was actually a way of me helping the collective without really being part of the whole political environment.
Well, I know there's a fine line between what we think we should do as members of, like you say, this great nation, and wanting to have your voice heard, but at the same time, if you really feel like there isn't a qualified candidate, then like you say, why do you want to vote for the lesser of the two evils? You know, and what I think is interesting is that the closer it seems to get to election day, the more, and this goes to statewide offices too that are running right now, it seems like the more intense the political ads are, and it's no longer about what they're going to do for the country, you know, their virtues, their whatever. It's all about how can we best, you know, slash the opponent. Let's tell everybody everything wrong that they're doing. And so everybody's just kind of avoiding talking about the qualities that we should be looking for in our next leaders, whether it's statewide or nationwide.
And I think that's a big part of what this radio show is trying to bring to the foreground, is that what surrounds us is within us. I mean, we really want to look at, you know, these candidates, and we want to look at just our government. And the government is a product of the people. And if we are at that level of consciousness and that degree of awareness, then why would we expect things to be anything other than what they are? And that's a big part of what we're trying to teach people, is that there is a difference between a human in the larvae state and a human in the adult state. That, and I think we talked about this last week, there's a difference between what was called sons of men and sons of God, or maybe to be more politically correct, children of men and children of God, but independent of it, that there is a difference. And until we really start to educate ourselves and learn what this thing called apotheosis is and how to start to grow psychologically and spiritually, we will continue to deal with humans that are in the larvae state. And one of the things that we learn is that humans in the larvae state really, they don't get out of infantile defense mechanisms. So a lot of just just like what you were saying, the way that the political campaign is set up, it's not about what I'm going to do for you. It's how bad my opponent looks. And if I can make my opponent look worse than me, then maybe I'll get in. And to me, I think that's kind of sad, really, mm-hmm. that this is what we're trying to build everything around. And then, of course, it's the whole concept of making laws as opposed to becoming a population of people who are virtuous by nature, which is really where our solution will be found. That's where the real revolution will take place, is when the individual starts to claim their power, starts to unlock their potential, and gets out of just this regressive cycle that we're stuck in collectively.
I remind myself of, we talked about in the previous programs of late, that we talked about peace, and that, you know, peace has to come first with the individual, and then it can spill out into family, community, you know, county, state, nationwide, you know, so on and so forth. And then I remember that quote that John Kennedy said, and it's like, it's not what your country can do for you, it's what you can do for your country. So it's almost kind of like, to me, it means almost the same thing. I guess you can spin anything around to validate your position, but, you know, to me that means like kind of the same thing. So if you want change, whether it's peace or whether you want humans in the adult state or exercising your right to vote, whatever it might be, then that really has to come from the individual first. It's really, what can we do for our country? So we need to be the ones to act like humans in the adult state.
Yeah, and I don't even think act like humans in the adult state is good enough, because that's where I think the direction that our religions took. It was all about behavior and not about this connection. It wasn't, you know, and this whole thing of conduct and being able to try and be principle centered when you really are of a lower vibration. And learning how to raise your vibration, learning how that there's a difference between what we could call change and transformation. That true transformation requires this union of the individual with the divine. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that I always go back to, is that these were principles that this country were founded on, that we were one nation under God. Now, of course, today money has become our false god. I mean, money is what runs the machine. And the unfortunate thing about that is that it's running us into the ground. And until we can really start to change how our values, so that we do put God first, so that we do use what we need to produce the feeling in our bodies that I'm okay, that will bring us back to a foundation that is rooted in what I would call true equality, that we are all equally divine. Mm-hmm. We may not be all equally sensitive or aware of this divinity, but we are all equally divine. And as far as anything that's going on in the worldly, that we're all different. And to be able to really see things from that broader perspective really requires us to open our minds. And the only real way of doing that is connecting to this life force. And not just doing it intellectually or, like you said, acting like an adult. That's pretending to be doing better than what you really are. And not being even dependent upon the government or the results of this election, because it isn't going to transform me. And once I figure out how I can transform myself, then of course that level of consciousness, that degree of awareness, can have an effect on the collective. And then maybe as we start to grow as a people of humans in the adult state, then we'll start to see a whole different political environment, different quality of candidate.
Maybe someday we'll have just that, you know, but I guess I was brought up with the belief that in this country, you know, we fought for our rights and our right to vote, and I can remember hearing, you know, my dad having conversations with people and saying, well, you know, if you don't vote, then whoever gets elected into this office, then you really don't have the right to speak ill of the next president. So I don't know if I necessarily agree with that, but I mean that, I guess that concept's always stuck with me, that, you know, here we are in this country and we are fortunate that we have the ability to be able to, you know, cast our ballot. And just like the 100 monkey theory, you know, the more people that vote, then the more that tells the nation how this country is thinking. So I just think it's very interesting how this can be a macrocosm of the microcosm, you know, being able to have this ability to do that, but to be able to cast your vote with intelligence, you know, using your mind, using your information that you do have, and trying to sift through all the garbage that's out there and trying to get down to what does this country really need.
Right. But then again, when you look and you see the quality of the humans that are running the country, it kind of makes you roll your eyes, kind of makes you question what it is that's really going on. And then, of course, whoever gets in, and it's more of the same, basically. It doesn't really much matter who gets in. It seems like the people that run the country are going to continue running the country, or the people that run the world will continue to run the world, and kind of makes the whole political scene seem almost like pablum for the masses, where we on some level feel like we have some sort of say in what's going on, and when in fact it doesn't really mount to much, in my opinion.
All right, we're going to pause at that thought to hear a word from our sponsor, so listeners, will return in a few moments.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudashyate.
If you are looking for a samadhi-based experience, IPD Kriya Yoga has the goods, a complete yoga program that includes the practices and the process. Kriya Yoga Theory 1 live classes and videos. Get your arms around the spiritual science of Kriya Yoga.
You know, the intention of why we practice is to embody spirit, you know, to feel connected to the life force.
Kriya Yoga Asana live classes and videos, a cosmically engineered system of exercises to initiate apotheosis. A system of exercises engineered for dining and dancing at the cosmic ballroom. Kriya Yoga Theory 2 live classes and videos, a practice in open form designed to facilitate positive growth of consciousness. Get your labyrinth video.
I find the positive side of this is the only one thing together.
Kriya Yoga mantra and meditation. With repetition comes absorption. Prayan prana and become divine.
At the same time, we all have a unique talent and gift to give back to the universe.
Private session. The mysteries of the universe have always been handed down verbally from teacher to student. Call or click now and get started. 603-929-0303 or www.iptransform.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. For those of you just joining us, you're listening to The Voice of Yoga, and we are talking consciousness. So, Swami, I have another quote that I'd like to give you from Samuel Adams. I know in the past you've talked about, the certain ideas that this country was founded upon. So I thought this one was pretty interesting. And he has said, "Let each citizen remember at the moment he is offering his vote that he is not making a present or a compliment to please an individual, or at least that he ought not to do so, but that he is executing one of the most solemn trusts in human society for which he is accountable to God and his country." So I thought that was pretty interesting, where you can almost see the thought pattern of how they thought back then.
You mean the whole concept of putting God first and having that sense of maybe even almost a sense of service as opposed to what's in it for me.
And that's exactly what I was thinking too. And not just exercising your right, like I said earlier, really, because we are able to do so, but almost as a service. Because we can do that, and like I said earlier, if we can do that in a position of being humans in the adult state, then I think that can say something about that kind of a person.
Well, I think that's the thing that happens, is that the human in the adult state has a broader sense of identity, has a sense of connectedness to the collective. and so isn't self-absorbed, and it isn't all about the pain, pleasure, control dramas of their physical body, that they have this sense of dharma, duty, responsibility to a greater whole. And to give up personal interests for the betterment of a greater whole comes naturally to that person, whereas the human in the larvae state has a very narrow sense of who they are, and they're disconnected from this broader sense of identity. And it's all about me. And so even the exchange of energy between the individual and your environment is different. The human in the larvae state is drawing off and siphoning off, and the human in the adult state is giving back without any need for return. Mm-hmm. Because, again, your identity is all bound up in the body when you're in the larvae state, and your identity is all bound up in a part of yourself that is eternal when you're in the adult state. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't negate really what's going on in the outside world, but it sure makes it smaller. Mm-hmm. But you do have this sense of connectedness to this concept of a divinity. And it makes life and it makes your choices much more sacred when you have that broader sense of awareness. And then, of course, you kind of look at what we're faced with here with this particular upcoming election. Have you seen any of the Saturday Night Live skits? You know, I mean, it's so sad, but at the same time, it's so true. This is a joke. And just the way the whole thing is being presented, on some level it's hysterical, and on another level it's absolutely pathetic. And if what surrounds us is within us, and like attracts like, you look at, you know, who we have running, and it's got to really be a wake up call, I think, for us in general. And how do you fix it? And it comes back to like what we say here. I mean, you fix it by getting off the grid, getting connected to something that's more reliable and more dependable than the outside world. And from that vantage point, you can offer a solution.
You know, it's not like you're in high school and you have a couple of people that are running for class president, where it's definitely when you're in a high school environment, it's a popularity contest. And unfortunately, it almost kind of seems like you're led to believe that that's exactly what's going on. You're really voting for a popularity contest, and really it's not about the issue. They kind of get skated over, and you know, like you mentioned, the SNL skits. You know, I mean, we've had to resort to humor to kind of put a Band-Aid on our political environment right now, the two candidates that we have to choose from, and it really does kind of boil down to, is like, if I'm a human in the adult state, maybe I can still try to find some virtues, some qualities that I can look for in the leader of the next country. Whether who really runs the country, runs the world, to me is, we know that happens and it's kind of irrelevant, but who do I want to stand up for this country? Who should be put in that particular position? And having that responsibility to make that decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And looking towards, you know, the ballot doesn't really give you much choice, does it? And then, of course, what do you do with that? And to me, I think that that you really want to turn your attention inward, and you want to look at yourself and ask yourself the question, mm-hmm. you know, why aren't we looking for virtues in our leaders? And is this really who we want as a leader of our nation? And do we pick people because we like them, or are we picking people because we dislike ourselves? Mm-hmm. I mean, humans in the larvae state are angry. And that's an important thing that you should know about your level of consciousness, your degree of awareness, that there's a kickback that's coming from your unlived latent potential, that you want to be free, you want to be liberated, you want to be a whole person. And by turning the responsibility over to the government isn't going to fix it. Mm-hmm. But assuming the responsibility for your own personal development and changing your level of consciousness, your degree of awareness, it may help wake up America. And getting the light in your soul, like we say, and finding this sense of connectedness to a greater whole.
Yeah, I completely agree. I try to look at my outside environment and, you know, try to learn from certain things. You know, like I can look at the candidates and say, what is it about them that bother me? And then I got to put the mirror up to my own face and say, you know, is there some truth in that? You know, because like we say, if what surrounds within us, then, well, maybe there's something I have to look at. Maybe I've made an action recently or previously that mirrors what I don't like about that particular candidate. So maybe I got to look at myself and then work on my own personal development so that, like we say, that 100 monkey theory, so that maybe the next person can see what it's like to live and be a person in the adult state in this world.
Yeah, I think that might be a good advice right there. And, you know, I think of people like Henry David Thoreau and the American Transcendentalists and just how they would handle situations. Most of them worked mostly with withdrawal. And trying to establish their connection with their divinity, to try and offer, if nothing else, a different perspective.
So again, it seems like our radio show has always come down to us taking responsibility for our own development.
That's pretty much it.
Well, it's about that time we have to start closing down our program. So listeners, I invite you out there to visit the website, which is www.ipdtransform.com. Once you're there, you can post comments about this show or any other ideas for shows you may want us to consider. But keep those comments, questions, and curiosities coming, because Swami does enjoy hearing from you. Be sure to tune in next week. We are going to assist the United Nations in bringing awareness to International Day for Tolerance. I believe it's going to be our topic next week. So, Swami, any final thoughts about today's show?
Well, I would encourage people to vote and exercise their right. And I wish the candidates all the best of luck. And I will continue to try and make changes just like what you said, and not so much just being judgmental and pointing fingers at people, but like we were saying, I grew up with an expression, show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are. So you look at what's around you and without being judgmental but compassionate, without condoning bad behavior, and still being able to uphold principles-centered conduct. And maybe the example you will help the collective. And with that, I'll wish everybody a good day. Namaste.
And thank you for listening to our program, The Voice of Yoga. This is Lisa Winton along with Swami Jayananda signing off. Have a wonderful Kriya Yoga kind of day. Namaste.